Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 11th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cboe Global Markets announced the winners of the Options Institute MSCI Inflation Research Grant with Dr. Ali Najmalajeri, Professor of Finance at the University of Wyoming College of Business, and William Campbell, Lecturer in Finance at the Wilbur O. and Ann Powers College of Business at Clemson University, as the winners of the grant. The grant focuses on advancing understanding of inflation and its measurable impact on the markets. An opinion piece in The Telegraph by Tim Stanley paints an intriguing picture of how the Democratic nomination for president might turn out, with a surprise nomination of Michelle Obama replacing President Joe Biden as the nominee. That would certainly change the dynamics of the election from a rematch of Biden-Trump. The big read story in the Financial Times today is titled, How China Cornered the Market for Clean Tech, with the subheading, The country is the biggest supplier of materials vital for the energy transition that could give it geopolitical leverage. Orange juice prices hit a record high this week, and the Financial Times could not resist an OJ Fun headline, Soft Commodities, Orange Juice Squeezed by Extreme Weather, with the subheading, Contango is a futures market fandango. As if the OJ headline were not enough, the Financial Times decided to use a Jane Fonda in Barbarella image as the picture to a Robin Wigglesworth story titled PIMCO Flickers Back to Life, with the subheading, Bonds are really back and really elegant, lavish, likable assets. The Wall Street Journal is concerned we are all having dot-com bubble flashbacks with the AI mania. The story in today's journal is titled, AI Mania Triggers Dot-com Bubble Flashbacks, with the subheading, NVIDIA shares have nearly tripled this year. Investors question whether the stock can live up to the hype. Yesterday, JLN ran a story about Social Security cuts, but what if you are in the top 0.01% of retirees and have a $5 million retirement nest egg? The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, Here's What a $5 million Retirement Looks Like in America, with the subheading, Retirees Open Up About Their Financial Lives and How They Spend Their Time and Money. The New York Times has a take on the problems Goldman Sachs CEO and sometimes DJ David Solomon is facing at the firm in a story titled, Goldman CEO is stuck without a clear lifeline, with the subheading, David Solomon's management style is winning few fans amid the elite investment bank's performance woes. He is mirrored in quicksand and unsure what to do. If you make it to the Williams Bay Lions Club Corn and Brat Roast this weekend in Williams Bay, I will be there Saturday evening. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Trading is Risky, 0 day to expiration stock options hit record and could spark a stock market sell-off, strategists say. A week of 1% moves on the S&P 500 could trigger forced selling, and analysis Moody's warning on U.S. banks, a wake-up call for sanguine investors. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index Quarterly Chart Book, July 2023. Year after year, the Russell 2000 Index sets the standard for U.S. small cap measurement for index performance, sectors/IPOs, and risk characteristics. Check the latest Russell 2000 quarterly chart book, July 2023. Read now with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, "To bring back the office, bring back lunch. Enough with the sad desk salads. Office workers need to have a proper lunch in a restaurant like the French do, and their employers should pay for it." It's been nearly 2 years since corporate America reopened, and employers are still struggling to get people back to the office. Just ask Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase, who's been pushing for in-office work, yet 30% of his workers remain hybrid, and he continues to face pushback. My comment, here's the best idea I've heard yet. As they say, the way to a person's heart is through their stomach. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, South African expats are flocking to this tiny island in the middle of the Irish Sea. The Isle of Man is becoming a popular destination for South African professionals. Douglas, the tiny capital of the Isle of Man, might seem an unlikely destination for South African expats, but the pull of its offshore economy and the push of South Africa's struggles means hundreds have headed to the 33-mile-long Crown Dependency in the middle of the Irish Sea in recent years. My comment, people are so afraid of taxes they forget what really matters in life. They forget just to live. Here's another story, this one from Barron's. The headline, DraftKings and other sports gambling apps are hitting the jackpot with parlay bets. As they win, you lose. Americans have found a creative way of losing money at sports betting. They are losing with such regularity that they're catapulting gambling ads to profitability well ahead of schedule. Parlay bets, which allow people to wager on several things happening together, have taken off in popularity this year. Instead of simply gambling on the winner of a game, bettors can wrap predictions for every game on the schedule into one bet, or create custom wagers that say their favorite quarterback will throw 3 touchdowns and the defense will sack the other quarterback twice. Sports betting websites and the apps are now offering thousands of bets a day and combining the outcomes of several sporting events together into mega bets that could cover 4 years of college tuition if they pay off. They hardly ever do. My comment. And guess what DraftKings and other sports gambling sites advertise all the time? Parlays. They push the thing that you have the worst odds for, but that sounds the most attractive. And where are they win all the time? There's another term for this, baiting the trap for suckers. Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Bloomberg's Dave Portnoy paid just $1 to buy Barstool Sports back. Second was retirees face $17,400 cut to Social Security benefits in 2033, also from Bloomberg. Third was a tie between 2 similarly themed stories, The Dark Side of the U.S. Sports Betting Boom from the Financial Times, and From Options to Sports Bets, Americans Love to Gamble from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, War and Soggy Fields Leave World Short of Top Quality Wheat. Persistent rain has hit harvest in Northern Europe and China. There will be less milling wheat available, analyst says. Wheat harvests rolling in across the Northern Hemisphere are bolstering global supply, but bad weather and the war in Ukraine are leaving top quality crops harder to come by. Tractors in Northern Europe have been stalled by persistent rain, while Ukrainian wheat quality has also been dented as Russia's invasion drains farmers' funds. As for China, much of the harvest is only suitable for feeding to chickens and pigs. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, China pushes to dominate trading in clean energy metals. Beijing aims to wrest benchmark contracts for minerals such as lithium carbonate away from the West. China is making a push to dominate the trading of lithium carbonate futures as it seeks to wrestle the financial plumbing linked to metals vital to the clean energy revolution away from the Western dollar-based financial system. Last month, the Guangzhou Futures Exchange became the fourth global commodities exchange to launch contracts tracking the price of lithium carbonate, a mineral used in the manufacture of electric vehicle batteries. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Norway's $1.4 trillion wealth fund wants ESG ratings overhauled. European Commission has proposed major crackdown on raiders. Goal is to introduce more transparency and consistency. Norway's $1.4 trillion wealth fund is backing a European Commission's proposal to overhaul the ESG ratings industry amid concerns that a lack of transparency and consistency among score providers is undermining confidence. The fund, whose equity investments are spread across roughly 9,000 companies, echoed the Commission's concern that, quote, the ESG rating market suffers from deficiencies, unquote, in an open letter published on Friday. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.